Psalm 124, a song of David of the sundial degree markings. If the Lord were not for us, do let Israel say, if the Lord were not for us when a man rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then water would have overwhelmed us, a torrent would have overrun our corporate existence. Then impudent water would have overrun our corporate existence. Blessed is the Lord who did not give us up as a prey to their teeth. Our sensation is like that of a bird that has escaped from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 125. A song of the sundial degree markings. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which will not totter, but which remains age abidingly. Jerusalem has mountains round about it, and the Lord is round about his people, from now on and age abidingly. For the sceptre of wickedness will not rest on the lot of the righteous, in order that the righteous should not stretch out their hands to iniquity. Do good, O Lord, to the good and to the upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to perversity, the Lord will lead them away with those who commit iniquity. Peace be on Israel. Psalm 126, a song of the sundial degree markings. When the Lord reversed the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouting for joy. Then they said among the Gentiles, "The Lord has done a great thing with these people. The Lord acted in a great way with us, and we became joyful. O Lord, reverse our captivity, as torrents are restored in the south. Those who sow in tears will reap in joyful shouting. Just as he will go out weeping, carrying the seed to be scattered, so he will certainly come back in joyful shouting, carrying his sheaves." Psalm 127. A song of Solomon of the sundial degree markings. If the Lord does not build the house, those building it toil in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, the guard stands in watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise early and stay up late, eating bread of sorrows. That is why he gives his beloved one sleep. Behold, the inheritance of the Lord is sons. The recompense is the fruit of the womb. As arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who fills his quiver with them. They will not be ashamed, for they will speak with the enemies at the gate.